This is case number 3160179 regarding a park exclusion. The excluded party is Darren Hussey. Is that you?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, if you're representing the city, could you please come up and have a seat at the microphone? This is the date and time scheduled for the hearing. I do note that it is a little bit after 3:30 p.m. It doesn't matter. However, if he does show up, if you feel more comfortable moving to the other seat, that's fine. This is September 13, 2016, and my name is Adelia Huang. I do note that Mr. Hussey is not present in the hearings room, and this is the actual date and time of the hearing. At this time, I am taking a look at the file to see if Mr. Hussey has been provided with any notice of today's hearing. I am looking at what's marked as Exhibit Number 6, and it is a notice of hearing which has a date of mailing of Wednesday, August 24th, 2016. It looks like it was mailed to an address provided by Mr. Hussey when he requested a hearing. I do not see that this notice has been returned as undeliverable by the Postal Service, but we'll ask the hearings clerk if Mr. Hussey has had any contact with the hearings office.
He left a voicemail yesterday evening that stated that he could not attend the hearing, that he had to work, and he wanted to reschedule. His call was returned this morning and a voicemail was left, and he was told that any request to reschedule needed to be in writing. Generally, that needs to be received 48 hours prior to the hearing. However, he could still write in a request to reschedule, and our fax number was given.
Okay. With that being said, I do not see any document in the file requesting that the hearing be rescheduled. So, given that Mr. Hussey is not here and that he has not requested that the hearing be rescheduled, I am going to find that Mr. Hussey has been provided with adequate notice of today's hearing and go ahead and proceed. I do note that the hearing notice is explicit that all requests for postponement must be made in writing and filed with the hearings office at the address at the top of the letter, and it also indicates that requests for postponement must be received by the hearings office no later than 48 hours before the scheduled hearing. At this time, I am going to admit exhibits 1 through and including 12 into the record. And there is a representative from the city here, so I am going to administer an oath and take his testimony. So please raise your right hand. Do you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony you are about to give shall be the truth?
I do.
Thank you. Please identify yourself for the record.
Logan Lawrence.
Could you spell that for me?
LoganLawrence.
And what is your title?
I'm a parks officer with Pacific Patrol Services.
And does your office contract with the City of Portland Parks and Recreation?
Yes, we do.
I'm sorry, and what was the name of your organization again?
Pacific Patrol Services.
Thank you. And were you the person that issued the exclusion in this case?
Yes, I was.
Please explain the basis for you issuing this exclusion.
I observed Hussey plug into an electrical outlet in the waterfront park near the Burnside Bridge. Being plugged into an electrical outlet is considered theft 3. So that's why the exclusion was issued.
Okay. One thing I wanted to note that on this notice of exclusion, which is exhibit number 2, as well as a duplicate copy, exhibit number 11, there is a code number, and it says code number 47 was the alleged violation. Do you recall what, since I don't have the back of the form, do you recall what the code number 47 is?
Yes, it lists theft 1, 2, and 3, and then it has the different ORS numbers for those.
Okay. Right now what I'm going to do is go over the statement that Mr. Hussey provided in exhibit number 1 when he submitted his request for an appeal. It states the following: I was very simply using one of the Tom McCall Parks outlets to charge my phone. I feel that 30-day ban is excessive, unwarranted, and completely unnecessary. If the city feels that I'm stealing their electricity, the least they could have done or eligible have the officer from Pacific Security Services give me a warning and let me on my way. So could you respond to some of the things that he's touching upon in here? For instance, he's alleging that he should have been given a warning and been on his way.
Sure. I think that it is pretty obvious by looking at the outlet. It has like a cover plate over it. You have to lift that up in order to even access the outlet. So a reasonable person would believe that that electricity was not open to the public. I've also seen Hussey return to that same outlet between the time that he was excluded and now. So I don't think that the warning would have been sufficient.
Okay. Now, is there any other sort of signage or anything to tell persons that, besides the plate on the electrical outlet, that the electricity is not for public consumption?
There isn't a sign warning anybody. No.
Okay. Is there any sort of locking device on that plate that covers it?
They tried to lock them, but the locks are always, within a week, they're always busted. Sometimes they go and put new locks on them, and they just get broken into again.
Okay. Okay, so for the record, could you tell me if, I see that the exclusion also excludes Mr. Hussey not only from Governor McCall Waterfront Park, but also the breakwater docks. Are the docks a part of Tom McCall Waterfront Park, technically?
Yes. We include that in there just so that people that do come to the dock are aware that they also, that's part of the park, just to be extra clear about the boundaries.
Okay. And so for theft in the third degree, the value of the item or electricity or anything that was taken to constitute theft in the third degree, it must be less than $100. Is there a value that you put on the electricity that was allegedly stolen, or how did you evaluate that?
I didn't put in a specific value. I just knew that it was less than $100.
But more than nothing?
More than nothing.
Okay, and then is there anything that I should know about Mr. Hussey and any sort of statements that he made to you about using the electricity or anything like that?
No.
Okay, I'm just taking a look at the file to see if there's anything else that I need to address with you in one moment. So one of the things that is an important element of any theft allegation is there must be evidence of intent to deprive of another of property or intent to appropriate the property of a third person. When I asked you if Mr. Hussey had made any statements that I should know about, that's more of what I was focusing on, if he had made any statements or made any sort, if there was anything evidencing to you that he intended to deprive the city of that electricity. Is there anything that you can tell me about your understanding of what he did or what conduct he engaged in that would demonstrate his intent to deprive the city of that electricity?
I don't think he really said anything that demonstrated the intent to steal it specifically.
Okay. Does the plate over the electrical outlet have any statement of, like, any words on that plate?
No. I think it has, like, City of Portland, just the name, but I don't think it has anything else on it.
Okay, but it clearly says City of Portland, you're saying?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Anything else I should know before I go ahead and issue some findings on this case?
No.
Okay. So the relevant law and code is City Code 2012-265, which speaks generally to park exclusions. The reason why this is pertinent in this case is it talks about the requirement that warnings be given in certain circumstances prior to the issuance of an exclusion. Now, based upon Mr. Lawrence's testimony, I do find Mr. Lawrence's testimony credible, as there isn't anything from Mr. Hussey to contest the credibility of the testimony that I've heard today. Essentially, Mr. Hussey stated that he used one of the park outlets to charge his phone, and then he goes on to indicate that that there should have been a warning and that he believes the exclusion is excessive. There's nothing that specifically contests the facts that were testified to by Mr. Lawrence's testimony. Therefore, I do find his oral testimony credible, as well as the information that was that he submitted to support the exclusion. I do find that breakwater docks are a part of the Governor Tom McCall Waterfront Park, and that the value of the electricity was less than $100, but more than zero, or nothing, so to speak. I do find that based upon City Code 2012-265, a warning was not required, because this particular allegation involves an allegation that Mr. Hussey committed a conduct that violated theft in the third degree, and theft in the third degree or offenses against property which are located in Chapter 164 are specifically exempt from the requirement that a warning be issued. Therefore, that warning requirement, or lack thereof in this particular case, was complied with. I also find that Mr. Hussey was plugged into an outlet charging his phone, and that particular outlet also had a cover plate, which indicated that there was some sort of physical restriction on the use of that electricity. Furthermore, I find that the plate having been indicated with the words City of Portland also further indicates to a reasonable person that this particular electrical outlet was not for public use. Therefore, I do find that it is more probable than not that Mr. Hussey intended to appropriate the property, which in this case would be some electricity, of the City of Portland, and that this was in violation of theft in the third degree. As such, I do find that the exclusion is valid, and this is a 30-day exclusion. I note that the date of the exclusion was issued on August 19th, 2016, and that Mr. Hussey filed his appeal on August 23rd, 2016. Therefore, Mr. Hussey served essentially 4 days on this particular exclusion, and a total of 26 days remain on the exclusion. With that being said, I'm going to issue an order indicating the start date and end date for the remaining 26 days that are required by the exclusion, and we'll go ahead and send that out to Mr. Hussey in the mail so that can be very clear. Is there anything further, Mr. Lawrence?
No.
Okay. Therefore, I am going to close the hearing at this particular time. Thank you very much for being here.
Thank you.